بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر في المسجد يوما وأصبة من النساء قعود فألوى بيده بالتسليم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. وهذا محمول على أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم جمع بين اللفظ والإشارة، ويؤيده أن في رواية أبي داود فسلم علينا. هذا أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked past the masjid one day whilst there was a group of women who were sitting, and he offered salam to them by indicating with his hand, by gesturing with his hand. This appears in Tirmidhi Sharif. However, in Abu Dawud it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallam offered both salam verbally and by gesturing with his hand. Now this refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi making salam to these women. It was a speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him to be allowed to make salam to a strange woman. For you and I, it is not permissible for us to make salam or reply to the salam of a strange woman. So we can make salam when there is no question of any evil, no fear of any evil. We make salam to our mahram woman, to our mothers, our aunts, daughters, granddaughters, nieces. Or the person is a very elderly woman, you can make salam to an elderly woman, there is no problem in that, perfectly permissible. And also it is important when you make salam, you don't just make salam by indicating with the hand, you also say the words, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Many times from a distance we just wave or indicate with our hand, we gesture with our hand, to offer a salam. We should join the loves, the word of salam, also with the ishara by indicating with the hand. So salam is, when a person is from far, or from a distance we are making salam by the hand, we should also say salam with the lips. Wa Nabi Juri al-Hudaymi radiyallahu wa ta'ala anhu qal, ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فقلت عليك السلام يا رسول الله قال لا تقل عليك السلام فإن عليك السلام تحية الموتى. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح وسبق بطوله. Sahabi says, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I made salam in the following words, عليك السلام, upon you is salam, O Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah immediately said, لا تقل عليك السلام, but say, because alayka salam, this is the salam of the deceased, for the dead people. We find it was a practice during the days of ignorance. People would greet their deceased when they go to the grave of the deceased. They would mention their names before the greetings in the poetry. And they would say, alayka salam. So they would mention the person's name and they would say, alayka salam. Especially when they would express a eulogy in praise of the deceased person. However, Islam is different. In Islam, we say assalamu alaik. We make salam first, then we take the person's name. So in the time of ignorance, it was the other way around. They would say alaik assalam. So we don't say alaik assalam, we say assalamu alaik. Even when you go to the qabrastan, before entering the qabrastan, assalamu alaikum dar qawmi mu'mineen. So we make salam first. Unlike in ignorance, in the time of Jahiliyyah, they would say the other way around. Babu Adab Salam, chapter on the etiquette of Salam, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yusallimu raqibu al-mashi wal-mashi al-qaid wal-qalil wal-kathir muttafaqun alayhi wa fi riwayat al-Bukhari wal-saghir al-kabir. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he is showing the adab of Salam, the etiquette of Salam. Rasulullah says that a rider, person on a conveyance, he should make salam to the person who is walking. And they explain this because he is higher, he is riding, he is mounted on a conveyance, and the person who is walking is lower than him. So there's two important things. The person who is riding should not have pride in him and arrogance and think that others should make salam to him. He should therefore make salam. This is the correct way. Also, when a person makes salam, what are you telling the person? That you are free from any harm for myself. Do not fear. There is peace upon you. There is no fear of harm. I will not harm you. So a person who is walking, he is below a person who is riding. Person who is mounted on conveyance is higher. So obviously he may have some fear that the person above him may harm him. Therefore the person who is riding, who is mounted on a conveyance, he should assure the person that do not worry, I will not harm you. May peace be upon you. So the person who is above, he makes salam to the one who is walking. And the person who is walking should make salam to the person who is sitting. A similar understanding. The person who is sitting, he is not free from the harm of the person who is standing above him. The person standing above him may harm him. Therefore the person standing should say, Assalamu alaikum, that peace be upon you. There is no fear of me harming you. And also, it is a person should not have pride that I'm standing and he, the person sitting should make salam to me. And وَالْقَلِيلُ عَلْ الْكَثِيرِ, people who are lesser in a group should make salam to people who are more in a group. So we are going somewhere and there are many people sitting there. Those who are few of us, one or two going, we should make salam to those who are in abundance, sitting in a group where there are many people there. And of course, another narration, it is mentioned also that the young should offer salam to the old. It is important that the youngsters should be to understand that we should humble ourselves and we should make salam to the elders. We should respect the elders. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.